Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey, Zeit Gang, before we get to the episode, we want to take a moment to address the June 24th, 2022 Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Everyone should have the freedom to decide what's best for themselves and their families, including when it comes to ending a pregnancy. And this decision has dire consequences for individual health and safety and could have harsh repercussions for other landmark decisions.
Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans.
You can learn more right now by visiting choice.crd.co. That's choice.crd.co. If you're able to support others, please consider donating to abortion funds by going to donations4abortion.com.
We encourage you to speak up, take care, and spread the word.
Also, a big thank you to Ariel Nissenblatt of the Earbuds Pod Collective for putting this together, because this is a just monumentally important message to get across to all podcast listeners. Thanks.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Extrendables. That is courtesy of The Brew. I am Jack, that is yes. Miles, and these are some of the things that are trending.
What a week.
So Rudy Giuliani was at a ShopRite campaigning for his son, Andrew, of SNL, Chris Farley fame, and currently running for governor. Doesn't really have a chance, right?
No.
But anyways, he was at ShopRite when he was attacked by a ShopRite employee. The employee was arrested immediately. And I don't know, did you see the video?
Yeah, I did. And I saw what the first headline was from Fox or conservative. They said he was smacked.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, somebody gave him five across the eye? Damn.
The video is shocking for how completely impossible it is to differentiate from a attaboy when you like pat someone on the back and say, hey man, good job. The person walks up behind him and slaps him on the back. He described it as feeling like somebody shot me. and said, if I wasn't in good shape, I would have hit the ground and probably cracked my skull.
Oh, honey, don't do that.
I'm guessing he didn't know the video was going to come out. Like, he just kind of turns around once it happens.
Well, that's how all that shit, yeah, that's how they all speak. Ah, I was shot. I could have died. Luckily, I have a six pack. Don't ask me to show you, but I do. Right. That's how ripped I am. And then you see the fucking video, because the person came up and what they said something like, hey, what's up, scumbag? Because yeah. What they told him. Mm-hmm. Pulled up, little pat on the back. Hey, all right, what's up, scumbag? And then kept walking. But it was, I think the person next to Rudy, like, touched his back, was like, oh my God, Rudy.
Yeah, like, starts like rubbing it like he got a little boo-boo or like a bee sting. It's like, oh.
I mean,
like,
he moved.
Right where he got smacked.
I guess too, like, you know, Rudy's not, he seems like a sort of a frail, decrepit monkey skeleton, as they described Mr. Burns in past episodes of The Simpsons. So like it moved him. But again, I get that right now it seems like a lot of conservatives are trying to look like victims, or like there's shit you see on Facebook, like, of people being like, just because we don't agree doesn't mean we can't be friends. Just because I'm invested in your fucking demise.
Physically, like your death.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, to physically end you. That doesn't mean you can't wave to me or invite me over to have a couple claws in the backyard, because it's I still want to have all the things I have while you lose everything you have. Isn't that fair? Like, that's the whole energy right now of a lot of conservatives. And many just don't even want to. The other thing that I've seen, too, are people who are now conservatives trying to act like woke about this shit and being like, well, the thing is, I mean, if we're going to protect these children, then we really have to protect the mothers as well. The people who are giving birth to the children. Not just to support them through that, but even after the child is born. And you're like, that's all fucking bullshit. You're just saying that right now because you don't want to say, yeah, I'm just here for theocracy and to keep the labor pool properly filled.
You can see in the video, Rudy pointing at the employee being like escorted away by security. I think they were arrested and... it's worth watching the video. It's you know, we talk a little bit on tomorrow's episode about the latest Supreme Court decision where a guy who was in no way being persecuted and like set himself up to be, you know, they hate our Christianity type thing. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court was like, they do, you're right. And it's amazing that Brett Kavanaugh would side with that. Seems like. But anyways, yeah, that is a real trend happening, is victimize others and then start going around pretending that you are a victim.
Yeah, when people rightfully observe you as a ghoul, they're like, that hurts. Don't.
Right.
Ghouls are fucking people. No, we're not people. We're ghouls. So,
yeah.
Just ghouling it up.
I was just searching around like, wait, so what's everybody's take on packing the court? Like, that seems like the only thing to do right now, obviously. And the only place that you really see it being covered is on like Fox News and the National Review, as like Biden still voices his opinion against court packing. But I think the fact that like it is the thing they're reporting on probably is a good indication that it is something that scares them. There is an opinion piece in a major publication, The Guardian, covering it. The title is Republicans Have Hijacked the U.S. Supreme Court. It's Time to Expand It, by David Daley, a New Yorker writer. But that's in The Guardian. That's not in the New York Times.
Right.
Because, you know. It just seems like the thing we've been talking about the complicity of the New York Times and the Washington Post and all of these big mainstream papers in the U.S. with like this idea that we gotta...
There's too much fucking deference for these ancient sheets of paper that we're not doing anything. Like we're like in 1770 and shit. And I get that, you know, the Washington Post or the New York Times, outside of an opinion piece, doesn't want to call it for what it is and say, hey, guess what? The Supreme Court is completely illegitimate. They're taking away people's fucking health care rights and ushering in a slew of all kinds of problematic decisions that open up the United States to become a theocracy on top of all the other shit that we're going through.
Yeah.
You know, I guess they don't want to describe it as that, but already there's a majority of Americans who already feel like, yo, the Supreme Court has terrible legitimacy issues, because all we right. see is ideologues go in there and like not even understand the history of the country in their decisions when saying stuff like, you know, to Clarence Thomas, like, well, abortion has never really been part of the United States. Like, yes, it has, fool. This has been something that has existed in like mainstream American culture since the 19th century. It only reveals even more that these people, their originalism and textualism and shit that they used to rely on to like, you know, justify their like completely backwards, archaic thinking. You're now at a point where like, they're like, yeah, man, I can't even lie. Like, I'm mixing up all my fucking messages here. I'm saying states have rights in this decision. They don't in this one. Look, man, I'm just trying to make libs cry. That's kind of my thing.
Yeah, that seems to be the strategy. I just want to hear Joe Biden or whoever the fuck is ultimately making this decision to like keep it out of like even people's mouths right now, the court packing. Like, what is the possible... They cheated to get to this place, right? To pack the court. They withheld the Obama nomination. And they don't represent... Like, I just want to hear them talk through and give a rationale that isn't, I play it square, Jack, or whatever the fuck Biden says. Or that isn't, like, ultimately, well, because this gives us something to run on in the midterms.
Right.
I can't conceive of what they're possibly thinking. When it comes to not packing and not like at least making fucking Manchin and Sinema and those people like go on the record as like, yeah, we oppose the majority opinion that,
cause too many things. Yeah. I guess the reality of the whole situation is just too much to, I think, take in at once. If you're like trying to solve shit at like the federal level,
yeah,
you gotta first be like, I think this shit doesn't really work the way it is, to be honest. Completely gridlocked because of the way the Senate is structured, that actually nothing can happen. So then your other avenue for affecting change is to stack the Supreme Court and push through these fucking lawsuits that are going to challenge existing laws that we have and legislate like that.
Yeah.
How about that?
What would they do? What would the other side do? That's exactly what the other side would do if they
right.
had all both houses and the presidency. January 6th is trending. They dropped an announcement for a surprise hearing tomorrow. Do we know why?
It's so ominous. It was just saying, like, due to recently obtained evidence. It was like some shit like that.
Got it.
They're saying we have, I'll just read it right here. To present recently obtained evidence and receive witness testimony.
Okay. So we'll,
I mean, I don't know, like, you know, the people who are like, this is it. They got something. Why would they interrupt the news? Like, this is the most packed news week of all time. And they would still like they're going to come back from their vacation to do this. What is going to happen? So I don't know. I don't know. This is going to be like, surprise, motherfucker. We got a time machine. Let's go. We're going to reverse all the ills of this reality we live in. I don't know.
That would be a big bomb drop if they had a time machine.
And then somehow we're still like, man, shut up with your
shut the fuck machine. Up. Like,
got real.
And now you're
problems.
Using it.
All right, Marty McFly, you just showed up 900 years too late. but you know, this is also a lot of like in the right wing media, they're like, you know, it's probably nothing, but who knows? You know what kind of who their surprise guest is?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll see. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
And we're back. And so Kyrie is trending, continues trending. He's been given the okay to explore sign and trade deals. So that means the Nets are like, okay.
They're like, all right, if you want to go, go ahead.
Because he wants the max. They're not willing to give him that. Is that kind of the gist? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's also like that thing of like the leveraging model, you know, because I could go to the Lakers, and it sounds like they're like, all right, go ahead then.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. We need to worry about Kevin Durant now.
I need to worry about Kevin Durant. I don't want him all by himself on the Nets. I want my boy to have like Simmons, some great man. Final seasons. You know,
yeah, him and Ben, the new power duo. It's gonna be wild. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know.
If you say so, okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I hate that all of the energy is like, the Lakers looks like where he's going to go.
That's, it would be interesting, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
putting up 150 a game.
I couldn't imagine, like, if that shit works, that's going to look interesting. But, you know, I'm also like, I'm a Laker fan who likes to pretend I'm just playing a video game where there are no restrictions on trades and be like, I would like to put this body in a Laker uniform. That right. would work for me. And Kyrie's not one personally. If I'm being selfish, I'm like, I wouldn't buy his jersey, so I don't want him on the team.
Mm.
But he is good. I'm not going to lie. He would help the Lakers. You know?
Yeah, Kyrie's pretty good. I think he's pretty good. He might
be an improvement. And some weak spots we got. All that to say, you know, money's going to do what it does.
Yeah. France is trending. Their government is talking about creating legislation to enshrine the right to an abortion into law. What's making them? Why is that on their
mind?
You
know, it's like when Canada was like, oh, shit, we need a gun bill, man. They're fucking up down there.
Right.
And now France is like, what the fuck is going on? All right, fuck that. Just in case we need to put this shit into writing. It's just a response, I believe, to the rapid unwinding of things in the U.S. And it seems like there's constant, like, that just what feels like, like, all the time on Twitter, it's like there's that tweet always happens, like, hey, you guys in America okay? except it seems like some governments are able to respond pretty quickly and come to an agreement that certain things are, like, good or bad for humans.
Right. Seems like France, you know, they do have an ascendant right, but like ascend it in the sense that they got like 30 something percent, right, of the vote in the last one, which was
pretty wild
enough to terrify everybody over there. But yeah, as for now, it's just basically the cautionary tale of America. I mean, look at what happened to them.
Man, remember America? Damn, that's you? Yo, that's America? That's how people are looking at it now. The one from all the fucking movies?
Right, right.
That's what they're doing over there? Oh, shit. Maybe because, you know, that was all just PR for how fucked up the country's been the whole time. And now it's just too many people are burning up in it.
Yeah. And Q, big news. Q is back. First post in 18 months.
Yeah. Go home,
Q. What do we got?
Go home, Avatar. We don't need QAnon on top of all this shit. That's Q as in QAnon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I wish it was Quentin Richardson, you know, and Darius Miles and that Clippers Air team. But no, this is fucking Q. The Q from QAnon is back posting on 8kun or whatever the 8chan board is that he posts on. And a lot of people are like pointing to the fact that like a lot of shit changed on the board right before the post went up to sort of imply like, the administrators of this web board probably know who actually is Q. Maybe it's the administrators. Maybe they're in cahoots with whoever it is, but it's all just very tiring. And I feel like the Q drop was something like, would you like to play a game or some shit? And that was like on the heels of the decision at the Supreme Court on Friday. So,
well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, June 27th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves. Stick around for a post roll that we're going to play right after this. And don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Abortion is healthcare.
Hey guys, before we go, obviously we're talking about this during the podcast, but we want to talk about it here as well. While Americans overwhelmingly support the right of an individual to make their own decisions about abortion, unfortunately, that right is no longer protected everywhere in the U.S. The Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade on June 24th.
Abortion is a basic healthcare need for the millions of people who can become pregnant. And everyone should have the freedom to decide what's best for themselves and their families, including when it comes to ending a pregnancy. This decision has dire consequences for individual health and safety and could have harsh repercussions for other landmark decisions.
Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. Even if you live in a state where abortion rights are upheld, access to safe medical procedures shouldn't be determined by location, and it shouldn't be the privilege of a small few.
You can help by donating to local abortion funds, and to find out where to donate for each state, visit donations4abortion.com. That's donations4abortion.com.
And if you or someone you know needs help, or if you want to get more involved, here are five resources. One, Shout Your Abortion is a campaign to normalize abortion. Two, Don't Ban Equality is a campaign for companies to take a stand against abortion restrictions. Three, Abortion.cafe has information about where to find clinics. Four, PlanCPills.org provides early at-home abortion pills that you can keep in your medicine cabinet. And five, Choice.crd.co has a collection of these resources and more.
We encourage you to speak up, take care, and spread the word.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.